Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
So I got a new series that we're starting. It's called Mission Accomplished. It's a four-week series that we're going to be doing here at the church, and it's all about living our lives for God on a mission. Say, on a mission. You know, we got a lot of missions trips. We've got two trips coming up here. You're going to hear dates really soon. I think we locked in the Mexico trips November 6th through the 13th. So if you want to go, man, you better. There's only going to be 12 seats for that. But we're doing missions. We're going to explore in this series some of the different missions that I believe God has for our life, for us. And, you know, because missions is the heart of God. So we're going to look at some topics. Like today, I'm going to talk about relationships. It's going to be mission relationships. Everybody say, ooh. Yeah, I'm coming for you. I always get the hard ones. Then I also want to introduce Fred Maffeo. Fred, would you stand? You guys can both stand. She's like, don't make me stand. Fred is one of my longtime friends. He's been, thank you. I made it quick. See, I turned away. But he's going to tag team this series with me. He had his own church for over 14 years, but he's been in the medical industry, and I felt like the Lord said, tap him and put him back in the pulpit. So we're excited. Next week, he's going to be preaching with us on Father's Day. And he's the father of fathers. Look at that. That's his family. Back when they were younger, they're all older now. He has grandkids now. So what better person than Fred to share with us on Father's Day? We're really excited to have you next week and 2 weeks after that as well. We're going to talk about things like relationships, generosity, evangelism, and world missions, and submission to the plan of God for our lives, okay? So how many guys are ready to go on a mission with us? All right, here we go. You ready? So mission relationship. We're going to talk about relationships today. How many guys know relationships are vital in our lives? They are. Have you ever heard somebody say a line like this? I love Jesus, but I don't love church. Have you ever heard someone say that? I love Jesus, but yeah, I don't love church. Or how about this one? You don't have to go to church to be a Christian. You know, why are people saying statements like that? Let's think about that for a minute. I would say this, that typically those people have had an experience with a Christian in a relationship. You see where I'm going, right? So usually those experiences have put a bad taste in their mouth. You guys ever had a bad taste in your mouth about something? I believe that we've got to work on this. It's not uncommon. People are sinful. We all have issues. We can all be difficult. We can all be cranky. We can all be upset. And we've got to learn how to handle relationships properly in the midst of all of that if we're ever going to be effective and be used by God and his kingdom to actually change the world. So the goal is, and the mission is, to go into the world and to change the world and to show them how to do relationships right. But then you've got people that are looking at the church and they're going, yeah, I don't want anything to do with those people, because they're looking at what we talked about last week, the fruit that's coming off of your tree. So can you see I'm kind of building into some things here? So what's coming off your tree? That's going to determine the effectiveness of the relationships that you have in your life. And I want to teach you today how to have proper relationships with yourself, with God, and with the world, okay? So we're going to kind of look at some different areas that way, because I believe this. I don't think we're meant to do life alone. We're not. We're not meant to do life alone. So, you know, if you're an older gentleman and single, Jeannie's saying amen really loud right now, okay? Say it again. Say amen. Amen. All right. Let's look at Ecclesiastes. This will comfort you, okay? Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12 says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If any one of them falls down, one can help the other up. Okay, that's relationship. But pity anybody who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. So nobody likes to be cold, right? And how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. And a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. You see, relationships are built into the very core of our being. I don't believe God made all of us with the intentions of us all being like lone strangers, hanging out on our own. You know those people that like, I'm off the grid, I'm in the woods, I don't need nothing, I don't need nobody, you know, I got everything that I need. I don't think that's the way it's supposed to be. Some people have gotten there, but it's usually because they've known other people that way. You see, life is better with friends. See, we need relationships in our life. In Genesis 2:18, God was finishing the work of creation. He was making Adam, and he made the whole world, and then he formed Adam from the dust of the ground, and he said this. He said, it's not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. So you have a man, and then you have this new creation that God made for the man, and he brought her to the man, and he said, whoa, man. And that's where women came from. Right? So, you know, technically Adam didn't need another person. God could have been everything that he needed and all of that. But I think God was looking at that, and he was saying, we need people. We need relationships. You know, God made us to be better together, right? So how do we learn to be better together? Because we're not better together sometimes, right? Let me say, we're not better together all the time, but we're going to work on that. And I'm going to give you a couple of key little secrets on how to be better together and how to function in relationships so that you can actually experience victory in your relationships. And you can do relationship the way that God intended for relationship to happen. You see, we were designed for relationship. And there's six different types of relationships, all right? Let's look at that for a second. Okay, the first one is your romantic relationships. Everybody say, yes, I like those. Until they go bad, then I don't like them. But I like romantic relationships. I want to have somebody to connect with romantically and to be with in my life. And then the next one is your family relationships, right? Everybody here has great family relationships, right? No issues, nothing. Everything's honky-dory with the fam. Then there's friendships, right? Then there's professional relationships. Anybody deal with professional relationships? People that I've had great friends throughout my life that were professional relationships, and sadly, the relationship ended when they fired me. No, I'm kidding. The relationships ended when the professional relationship ended. Either I moved on, they moved on, and we were great friends while we were working together, but then all of a sudden, we're not working together anymore, and there really wasn't much else holding that friendship together. That's what you call a professional relationship. Then there's just casual relationships. But here's the main one. There's the relationship with yourself. How many guys know that a lot of you have a relationship with yourself? you know. And, you know, I've been in a lot of relationships. So let's talk about me for a minute. We don't want to talk about you guys. Let's talk about me. So much easier to paint the picture for you guys to look at me and go, oh, man, that guy's so messed up. So encouraged after I leave here, after I hear the pastor. So I've had a lot of relationships. Some of them were good, and some of them were bad. Okay, and not just the romantic ones, but just overall people that you've engaged with, you've done life with for seasons, or even you're still doing life with. You know, it's been some good, some bad. And, you know, there's some things that I've learned throughout all of my life that came from relationships. Well, what are some things that you've learned in relationships? First one is love. You know, I've learned about love. And I've learned not about not love, you know, as well. I've learned friendship and companionship. I've learned intimacy, being able to be open and transparent with someone else. I've learned anger. Anybody ever learned anger in a relationship? Yes. Wow. Some of y'all are smiling pretty big. I'm like, how about this one? Has anybody ever learned frustration in a relationship? Everybody go, every relationship I got, Pastor. Guess what? They might not be the problem. Oh, man, I hate this guy. He always tells me the truth on Sunday. He doesn't pull any punches. How about disappointment? That's something that I've definitely learned in relationships. Somebody let you down, you know, just straight up disappointed you, and it happens. You know, but everything that I've experienced, all those and even more, I've experienced in my life through relationships, either with others, with myself. Relationships are a significant part of our lives. We're constantly moving in and out of relationships. You know, when they're healthy, they contribute to our well-being, and we have a wonderful existence, and things are great, and the relationships around me are awesome. And then when they aren't, it starts to destroy my life. And I'm like, what is going on here? So we have got to learn as believers how to properly navigate relationships so that we can receive everything that God has for us in the relationships that we're in and in the relationships that God is actually calling us to have with others. Because guess what? God is calling each one of us to be in relationships with other people that need us to be God in their relationship. But if we don't know how to navigate past our own selfishness and our own desires, we're never going to learn to be effective ministry people for the kingdom of God. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. So, I mean, has anybody here ever been in a toxic relationship? It's tough, okay? Your quality of your relationships are going to impact the quality of your life. They're going to affect your outlook on life and how that works. And it's ultimately going to present to you how you're going to move through the world. How are you going to progress? How are you going to grow? How are you going to become effective in all that you have to do in the world? Because you are not going to get away from relationships. You know what I mean? You could be like, well, I'm in a bad relationship. Well, make it better. Because guess what? You know, you're half the problem. Many times, I'm never going to say everybody's all at fault. I counsel people all the time. And sometimes it's 70-30. I've seen it 80-20, but I've seen it 50-50 a lot. So if we can learn to navigate relationships, which I'm going to show you how to do today, we can actually learn to be productive and effective and experience blessings in all the relationships that we have in our lives. Not just spouse, husbands, wives, but kids, moms, dads, you know, grandparents to grandkids. You've got employees and employers. You've got all of these different relationships that I mentioned earlier happening around you. And if you can learn to properly navigate through them the way I'm going to show you today, you can actually experience blessing in your life like never before. Okay? Because life is a journey. And there's always something to be learned. Somebody say learned. If you leave yourself open to the experience, God will help you grow. Amen? So let's talk about my best friend. I've thrown my wife under the bus all the time, so it's a good day about friendship, so I'll talk about my buddy Paul Schfranz. This is my buddy Paul Schfranz. We grew up, we've known each other since I was in kindergarten. He's 2 years younger than me, okay? Me and Paul have done life together forever. We go all the way back to kindergarten. I'm in kindergarten. He's riding with my dad to come pick me up from school because he knew my dad would always buy me candy, so he would want to get in the car and get free. He'd want to get a bag of candy too. So go to that next picture. This is us in the old neighborhood. Okay, how many guys can pick me out and how many guys can pick Paul out? The ponytail? No, that's not me. I'm the little runt kid, third one from the right in the red cutoff shirt. You know, back then, you had cutoff shirts and then you had those two different color socks with the stripes that came all the way up to your knees. You remember that? And then Paul is just below me down there on the very bottom on the right. Okay, so that's how long me and this guy have been together. I mean, we've learned a lot about life together. He was actually the best man in my wedding, and I was the best man in his wedding. Okay, there's Pastor Ray. Goolsby, man, look at that stash, man. He was straight up, had it going on. And I'm like in a white tux. Last guy in the world that should have ever worn a white tux to his wedding, but that's what we picked. That's what I went with. And, you know, I was a heavy metal singer back then, so I made the mistake of wearing zebra striped underwear with my white tux to my wedding, okay? And you could see it. You could see right through it, and everybody's like, oh, my God, what are you going to do? You know, and so we had to come up with a solution for the problem, and, you know, I mean, Paul's pants weren't white. You want to talk about friendship taking a whole nother step, a whole nother level. I might be kidding. But me and Paul, man, we did drugs together. We got off drugs together. We do Jesus together now. And he's my best friend, you know, that he's that friend that everybody needs to have a friend they can talk to, somebody you could tell anything, you know, like many of you know, they're the ones that'll help you bury the body. Not everybody has a friend like that, you know, but Paul, that's my buddy, man. We go way back. This is actually Cher Schifrin's husband, okay? So if you guys, Cher that's been teaching at the Bible study, it's her husband. And I was the best man in their wedding. It was great. But he's my person. I could tell him anything, okay? And we need someone like that in our lives, each of us. We need relationships. We need that so much. But, you know, other than Paul, the best relationship that I have ever had in my life is my personal relationship with Jesus Christ, okay? That was a game changer for me. When I met Jesus, everything changed for me. Everything about my relationships changed. You know, I had so many friends, man, when I partied. And then when I met Jesus and I started to share him with them, they all just kind of went away. And I found out that I had three friends, you know, and Paul was one of those friends that said, I don't care, man. We grew up together. You're going to do Jesus' thing? I'm still your friend. I'm not in this for me. We're friends. And that's what it's all about. You see, Jesus was my spiritual relationship that I needed to have in my life. Now, the world is out there painting all kinds of crazy pictures for us, isn't it? Saying, hey, there's a lot of spiritual things wanting to have a relationship with you in the world, from Buddhism to Hinduism to Satanism to, you know, New Age, all of that stuff is trying to woo you into a relationship with it so that it can take you somewhere that you really don't want to go And that's what we call a toxic relationship. But see, God is he's the ultimate true relationship. So if we're going to learn how to do relationships, let's start with that one. It's the most important relationship that you'll ever have. Let's have a relationship with our Heavenly Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, okay? So how does God have a relationship with us, and how do we have a relationship with Him? Let's take a look at that for a second, because I think it's very vital that we understand how this works. If you are going to have a relationship with God, the first thing is you've got to have that relationship through Jesus Christ. You've got to give your life and heart to Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Nobody's coming to the Father except through me. So you can't even get to God without going through Jesus first. Does that make sense? You've got to have a one-on-one relationship with Jesus. He makes you holy. He applies that blood, like I shared with you in communion, to your life. Now you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and Jesus bumps you right over and throws you in the Father's lap. He says, I want you to have a relationship with my Father. And then the Father says, I want to fill you with my Holy Spirit. So now you're having a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And now He fills you in your life. And now you are sealed. And once and all, you can now have access to God anytime you want. Why? Because Jesus died for you. He gave His life for you. And He made you holy, even though you're not. You don't deserve it. You don't deserve to have a relationship with the Holy God. But that relationship was secured for you because Jesus, through His blood, through His sacrifice on the cross, paid the price that was required by God, death, for you and your sin problem, so that you could be made the righteousness of God in Christ. So you can now have a relationship with the Holy God because Jesus has made you holy. I love the little Holy Spirit parts. Some of it's me, then He shows up. You know, it gets way better. You know, it's through Jesus, through the cross, it's through grace that we have to have a relationship with God. And if we're going to have a relationship with anybody in the world, you're going to have a relationship with your husband, your wife, your kids, your grandkids, your coworkers. You're going to have a relationship with any of those people, and you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you're going to screw them up. You are. Not they're going to mess you up. You're going to mess them up. Because you're going to be selfish. You're not going to understand grace. You're not going to apply love. You're going to get what you can get out of the situation, because by nature, we're all sinful and we all want what we want. Somebody say amen. And we're going to try to get everything we can from everybody we can and do what all the things that we want to do. And see, that's where God enters into the picture. If you're truly going to have a relationship with anybody, you've got to have a relationship with God, and then you've got to have your relationship with everybody else through God, through this thing that I call the triangle. It's called the marriage triangle, but, you know, it applies to every relationship that's out there. So I want to look at this for a second, but let's start with this scripture in 1 John 4, 7 and 8. He said this, Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everybody who loves is born of God and knows God. So you can't love people without God. You see it right here in the Word, right? You can't love people without God. So you got to go to God, and you got to have a relationship with Him first so that you can have a relationship with everybody else. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested towards us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. You see it, right? So what am I presenting to you today as a life lesson? If you're going to have a relationship with anybody, you better have a relationship with God first, because otherwise you ain't going to have enough love for anybody else. Because with that, God is love. And if you don't have God, you don't have love. So you can't have a relationship with anybody apart from lust or greed or something else that you're trying to get out of that person. You know, but if you will bring yourself and humble yourself before God and say, God, I have now have a relationship with you. Teach me how to have a relationship with everybody else in my life. Then you're moving in the right direction. Now you're headed to a place where you can effectively have a relationship with somebody else. How? Because you.
Hey, everybody. It's Pastor Kevin here at Lighthouse Christian Church, and I just wanted to take a moment and encourage each of you to invite your fathers to our Father's Day service, June the 18th. So encourage dads to come on out. We're going to have a great time in the service. We're going to celebrate them and give away a few prizes. You don't want to miss that. So we'll see you Father's Day.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.